Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 49 of the Minor Prophets. Today we are wrapping up our study of Habakkuk with a devotional titled, Rejoice in the Lord. Charles Spurgeon once said, "A rejoicing heart soon makes a praising tongue." Our text for today is from Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 17 through 19. "Though the fig tree should not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, the produce of the olive fail, and the fields yield no food, the flock be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will take joy in the God of my salvation. God, the Lord, is my strength. He makes my feet like the deer's. He makes me tread on my high places." To the choir master with stringed instruments. The book of Habakkuk closes out with a prayer that conveys hope in the midst of great difficulties. Today's scripture describes God's prophet responding to trials with joy and praise. In verse 17, Habakkuk describes a fruitless harvest and the permanent loss of crops. He also depicts the loss of all livestock. Even when there is no present food or hope for any future meals, Habakkuk exclaims, "Yet I will rejoice in the Lord." Habakkuk commits to praising God through the pain. He will worship the Lord despite any earthly loss. When we take joy in the God who provides our salvation, that attitude redirects our focus from our circumstances to the God who is still in control. The joy that comes through our salvation satisfies our souls and fulfills our lives more than anything that this world offers. Habakkuk reminds himself of the great truth that his strength comes from the Lord. That's in verse 19. He compares his strength to the sure-footedness of a deer. "He makes my feet like the deer's. He makes me tread on my high places." A deer has steady and swift feet. When a deer is frightened, it has the uncanny ability and mobility to dart, dash, and disappear into the woods. God also gave deer feet that can climb up the side of cliffs. A deer can go where most predators cannot, simply by the capability of walking and running on steep terrain. Habakkuk's strength and security were found in his ability to find joy regardless of circumstances. Through honest confession and complaints, Habakkuk opened his heart to the truth that God can always be trusted. While his ways are mysterious, they are always perfect. The more Habakkuk trusted in God, the more joy he experienced. Tim Shinton wrote these words about the book of Habakkuk: "This growth of faith from perplexity and doubt to the height of absolute trust is one of the most beautiful aspects of the book." And John Phillips adds, "All his doubts had been removed. His problem had been swallowed up by praise. God was still on the throne." Some questions to consider. How do trials give you different perspectives of God than blessings? how can you experience joy in the Lord? How is your joy connected to your salvation? And finally, what spiritual lessons have you learned from the book of Habakkuk? Thank you so much for joining us. Have a great day.